Jesus did many more miracles during his travels through Galilee. He expelled a legion of demons out of a man in Gadara, and they entered swine, which killed themselves in the sea. Matthew 8, 28-32. Mark 5, 2-13. Luke 8, 27-33. He raised the 12-year-old daughter of Jairus, a ruler in the synagogue, from the dead. Matthew 9, 18-25. Mark 5, 22-42. Luke 8, 41-56. He healed a woman with a hemorrhage problem by her just touching his garment. Matthew 9, 20-22. Mark 5, 25-34. Luke 8, 43-48. He healed a mute who was supposedly possessed by a devil. Matthew 9, 32-33. He again healed from afar the possessed daughter of a woman who had faith. Matthew 15, 22-28. Mark 7, 25-29. He healed a deaf mute. Mark 7, 32-37. He healed many who were dumb, blind, lame, and maimed. Matthew 15, 30-31. He cured a woman who had a deformity in her spine on the Sabbath. Luke 13, 10-17. And this again was a story in which Jesus justified doing his work on the Sabbath day against Jewish custom and law. He raised Lazarus from the dead. John 11, 1-44. He healed a man with dropsy, edema, again on the Sabbath, in front of Pharisees. Luke 14, 1-6. He healed 10 lepers, Luke 17, 12-19. He again healed 2 blind men sitting by the road, Matthew 20, 30-34. And this incident is also mentioned by Mark and Luke, but in their version it is only one blind man, Mark 10, 46-52, Luke 18, 35-43. And he healed the ear of a servant of the high priest that had been cut off by one of his disciples when Jesus was arrested. Luke 22, 50-51. There are also several miracles that Jesus performed that I want to go into more detail on. Jesus cured a possessed boy, Matthew 17, 14-20, Mark 9, 16-28, Luke 9, 38-43. And when we read this story, it is very clear that this is not a case of possession, but of epilepsy. The boy has a grand mal seizure right in front of Jesus, with foaming at the mouth and rigid contortion. If anyone knows or reads up on epilepsy and its many forms, many of these possessions in the Bible are descriptive of certain types of epilepsy. Jesus knew after he healed the boy that the boy should sleep. When I was teaching school and had an epileptic student, his doctor informed me after an episode in school that he should sleep. Now, this advice was given in the 20th century, and Christ knew this treatment almost 2,000 years ago. We must remember that when the Bible was written, people were ignorant of illnesses such as epilepsy, and instead called people who had these episodes possessed by the devil or demons. The ignorance of these types of illnesses grew into a belief that is still perpetuated and believed in today, and just shows how ignorance and superstition can be carried over from generation to generation. Jesus turned several loaves of bread and a few fishes into enough food to feed thousands. This actually happened twice in the Bible, once when he fed 5,000 people, Matthew 14, 15-21, Mark 6, 36-44, Luke 9, 12-17, John 6, 5-13, and once when he fed 4,000 people, Matthew 15, 32-38, Mark 8, 1-9. Francine says Jesus also healed Bartimaeus, a man born blind, by taking clay and mixing it with spittle and putting it on the eyes of Bartimaeus, and then telling him to go wash his eyes in a nearby pool. Bartimaeus does this and finds that he can now see. John 9, 1-44. The Gospel of John sees this as an important miracle, for it devotes a full chapter to it.